This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The two sides in Denver's ballot battle over flavored tobacco have raised more than $650,000. That's according to campaign filings. The vote is over whether to repeal a ban on flavored tobacco passed by the city council last year. So far, backers of the repeal have outraised those who support the flavor ban by $165,000, but that gap has narrowed slightly. Voters will decide in November. A big increase in apartment construction in Colorado appears likely. New data from the Census Bureau show builders got permits in the state for more than 7,000 new multifamily units so far this year. That's a 24% increase over the same period last year. Meanwhile, single-family home permits have dropped in Colorado. Housing economists say that high mortgage interest rates are leading to demand for rentals. Breckenridge is the latest place in the state and the first resort town to be listed as an official Dark Sky community. Michael Reimer is a program manager with Dark Sky International, the nonprofit that awards the designations. He hopes Breckenridge is the first of many Colorado ski towns to join the cause.
People already go to Breckenridge to ski, but no matter what night of, you know, the year it is, whether it be ski season or summertime, the night sky is going to be there and we got to protect it. So I think places like Breckenridge take that to heart and know that they're going to try to kind of market themselves as a leader in protecting the night sky.
The certification is awarded to places that have put in place significant measures to reduce their light pollution. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.